Right, well, good evening to the Interbet team. We're at the Vaal, Tuesday the 5th of May, 24 pentrometer. Seems to be no false rail on the bend, but on the outside there's a 10-meter false rail. Race 1 off at 12:50, 1,400-meter maiden juvenile plate. All the money is for Lucky Awesome, the Tarry runner, into 3-1. But the 4-10 favorite is number 5, Matches runner with Muzieni on it. He's a jockey elect because he rides for KP Racing, so he's taken this ride instead of Life's Treasures. That looks like the right one from their stable. 4-10 is very skinny. If this one can run of Sean Terry's, will be hard to beat. Race 2, maiden plate fillies and mares, 1,600 meters. I thought Give Me Some Love was the right horse here, number 2, 7-10, very good form. Cheek pieces have now been fitted. But Regal Queen ran a very nice race last time, might be an improver. I still believe that Give Me Some Love will be extremely hard to beat here. Sapphire Sun has got some form, maybe needs a set of blinkers. Race 3, maiden plate fillies and mares, 1,200 meters. The 9-10 favorites, 1 Destiny's Dream, but this looks a little more open. 2 Bridget Ann's got good form, as has 3 Rendezvous in Rio. Now this horse comes back from a long break, and the blinkers are off. It ran a really good race last time with the blinkers on. It will be interesting to see if there's any market support for this. Race 4, maiden plate, 1,200 meters. Highwayman Harry got extremely good form and should go well here. Sky Pilot looked for big improvement from number 2. It gets the blinkers. Periodic Table 7, cracking first run and drifted like a barge. Got to go very close. Captain Cooper, very good first run as well. Muzieni takes a leg up on that. And Sands of Valhalla, very good first run. So this is very competitive. Race 5, mare rated 84, 1,200 meters. Romeo, number 1, won a maiden last time. This looks beyond him. I like Antonio Gaudia, 10-1. To me, this is a great each-way bet. Murray gets a leg up again. He didn't ride it last time. Didn't run too badly. But he rides it again this time. Got to have a chance in a race like this. The favorite is 10 Geostorm, who won a maiden beating Highwayman Harry. So he'll give you an idea when he runs in the race before. But Geostorm gets a 2.5 kilo claim, which is going to help him. Russian Nobility ran a good post-maiden, and that's as far as you can go there. Race 6, divided fillies and mares, 1,400. Sonic Jet's a very good filly. She's course and distance 3-2-1. Gets a 2.5 claim. Will go well. Hoodalocus has got a slew of them. Number 3, Ring a Ring of Roses. Looks like the best. Wise Counsel might not be out of it. It's second run, but it's 16-1. Paris Fun gets a 1.5 claim. It got a 3-point penalty for winning last time, so it's a winner without a penalty. And then the horse that I like is a big roughie here, is 11 Princess Ilaria. Gets a 2.5 claim, come down from an 85 to a 78 merit rating. Got to have a big, big chance here. Race 7, divided 1,400 for the fillies and mares. Green and Gold, your favorite, won a decent maiden last time. Only got 75. Shivering Light won first time out as a maiden and it got 78. Been a winner out of that form line, so Shivering Light could be a really big player here. They look like the two. I thought Southampton, maybe, and Kylie's Angel could be worth having a look at. Check on the updates before you have your bets tomorrow morning. From me, James Goodman, Interbet crew, have a great day.